He's whiny.
Yeah, like he sounds like such a bitch. Though I need to start off with something specific because I've been getting a lot of messages about me, my very illegal tax idea.
Dude, I was trying to not comment on that.
No, okay.
In like too harsh of a way, but I was sitting there being like, holy shit, this is super illegal,
okay,
man.
So it turned, all right. So the reason why I want to comment on this is because in reality, I didn't actually do any of the things I said. Okay. One, I didn't actually. No, because I got concerned. I was like, fuck, let me go check my taxes, make sure I didn't kill, I'm not going to prison. And then I remembered in 2022, I doxed every single wallet to tax loss harvest. So I actually did not do what I said.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is that, like, I think probably both of us during the last crypto cycle lost enough money that it sort of didn't matter, right? Because like, yeah. I made a lot in the first half.
Yes.
And then I made more in the first half of the second half. And then I lost like everything in the Luna incident, right?
I lost a lot in that year.
Yeah, so I found the notorious Luna incident. Like I didn't just lose like I had fucking everything damn near locked in a Luna stake, right? And it wasn't just like, you know, Luna didn't just like, we lost like 90%. It was like, it literally went to nothing. Like $1 million got turned into like 12 cents. Like it went to zero, man.
I'm still actually carrying it over because I did the tax after this thing too. I also did my taxes for this year. I did it correctly, guys. Don't worry. Do not freak out. I doxed every single wallet for the taxes and I'm still carrying over losses from 2022. So, all in all, I'm not going to prison. Don't worry. I think those people.
This is the funny thing, though. Like, even if we even if we fucked up and we like tried to steal intentionally, it's like, dude, like I'm gonna have to make a lot of money to fucking outpace the amount I lost, right, man? Like,
exactly. I still have to outpace 2022.
Yeah,
but
like I have. Well, actually, there's like a limit to the amount that you can write like, off as capital losses or something, isn't there?
There's a specific thing, but it's like it's like calculated based on something, and then it's like 3,000 max or something. So that's why it carries over so many years.
Yeah, you can only actually have 3,000 carryover, but like you can offset an equivalent amount of your gains, right? So if you lose like $100,000, but you don't gain anything.
Yes.
Then I think you can only write off 3,000 every year until it's down to zero.
Yeah. But then in the year it happens.
Dude, we need to just fucking stop doing this. We need to never, like, why would we ever give people tax advice? I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Right, I'm not a financial advisor. Like, God, man.
We have no tax advice.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have like better than usual tax advice. I'm straight up just like retarded about this shit, man. The one thing that I know. So I was thinking about this and like people keep asking me like, oh, Lucas, like why if you like Bitcoin so much more than you like Ethereum, why don't you just sell all your Ethereum into Bitcoin? And it's like, because I've had the Ethereum, because I accidentally wound up with the Ethereum because I was just like selling assets on Ethereum on the chain into Ethereum because that's the native asset on the chain. It was never like a thing that I thought about. And I just wound up holding Ethereum because of that.
And then you can have the long-term gains that way.
Exactly. And I've had it for so long that I have the long-term capital gains. So if I sell it into Bitcoin, I now move myself into like a, it's like a fucking like 4X in terms of the taxes that I have to pay on this shit, right? So it's like now I'm weighing not just, oh, do I like Bitcoin better? But it's like, do I think that Bitcoin is going to do like 40% better than Ethereum? And this is the other thing. If I sell Ethereum into Bitcoin, I know that it's going to be like 9 months or whatever the cutoff is to like capital gains.
Get it back.
I'm going to be sitting there and it's going to be like the end of the cycle. and I'm going to be like, can I hold for another 3 months to get long-term capital gains? Or is it going to drop so much by then that the price will go down enough that it offsets the capital gains? And it's like, knowing myself, I'm just going to do nothing. And I'm going to be like, oh, let's hold and hope it goes. And then it's going to go straight to fucking zero.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's going to be the end. That will be the end of all cryptographically encrypted assets. The entire class of investment vehicles will just evaporate into fucking $0.
Exactly. So... But I do want to say thank you to the 10 people, the literal 10 people who messaged me almost immediately after we posted that.
Yeah.
Bro, my friend in real life was like, bro, I heard your new episode. We got to talk.
Yeah, dude. I got so many people. But like, as soon as I mentioned something to you, you were like, yeah, I've been getting some calls about this one, man. And I was like, good. Good. Yeah. Like, not good, but like, good, man.
It's for the content. It's fine.
Yeah,
it'd be really good. It's really good for the content if I go to jail. But God, I will say, but
I need to say this also. This is a total interruption. I'm fucked up, dude. I'm sick again. I'm dying. I've been awake for a long time. I was. Do you know what I was doing all today, bro?
What?
I was lying on the floor outside of my toilet, alternating between like bull posting Bitcoin and like vomiting, and like I've hit this horror.
You're really the spokesman of m'lady. Bullposting and vomiting.
Yeah,
you're really
just straight up on the ground, like fetal position, just disgusting person.
Just
taking out my phone every now and then to be like, "Holy shit, another 4,000! Oh my god!"
Then like,
dude, I'm literally like numb to it at this point. Like this shit. Did you know that today was the biggest gain, the biggest gain on the daily that Bitcoin has ever had in the history of Bitcoin?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Which is like...
I'm not holding any because I'm a fucking loser, but...
Well, I was like... I don't know, man. I'm like... I'm totally desensitized to it already. You know, like I literally sat here for 3 fucking years planning out this cycle. I imagined it as like this big romantic experience. It was going to be like... You know, there's going to be like the soft push and pull of the market and you dancing together. All these big brain plays, you know, the decisions you make. And I positioned everything well, and I was so ready to just sit back and savor all of the knowledge that I've spent 3 years collecting. And then it's just, there was no romance, dude. I just got drugged and like fucked up against a wall. It just went straight up like fucking 150% in like 3 weeks. Yep, there was no time. My brain, it has no dopamine left. Like it dumped all of it like 90% ago. And it just keeps going up. But like, I don't have any, there's no dopamine left to release into my receptors. Right. It's just like, I'm just seeing the line go up on the chart completely numb at this point.
Number go up. Exactly.
It's like, I was turbo euphoric when we hit 50K.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like after today,
the euphoria comes back when you're in the all time highs. You're not there yet. Or soon.
I don't know, man.
We're oddly close.
I think I got my shit fried. Like we straight up need to either just range for like 3 months.
We probably will range fairly soon. Well, right now everyone.
I don't think we're gonna fucking range, bro.
Nah, this happens every time. We're heading into the halving, so it just goes fucking retarded until the halving, or around there, and then it starts to do like wonky shit.
Dude, I don't know if we can map this cycle like the last cycles, because like in this cycle we have $500 million of traditional financial cash flows coming in to the Bitcoin ETF on a daily basis. This is insane. Like that's huge amount of money. I can't even conceptualize. Like if you think about crypto market asset classes and like their market caps, the amount of money that is getting pulled in by this shit is like, it's like industry reshaping.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Like, do you remember when I posted something like, oh, like, what if all your technical analysis is just retarded in the face of 6 billion boomers clicking the buy button with their 401ks? What if all the lines you drew on your chart don't matter in the face of this?
But here's the thing that one has to remember, that the boomers, they will fucking cascade sell. So we could have, when it stops, when the merry-go-round stops, it will be one of the most paint.
That is the funny thing, right? Because they don't
want to gamble with their fucking 401k, right?
So just because they're not used to like volatility, right? Like,
yeah,
there's like two or three stocks that have had like super horrifying sell-offs, but like your average boomer isn't really going to tolerate a 15% drawdown super well. And like a 15% drawdown in crypto is like
normal.
That's like it's a Monday, bro. Like it's not a big deal. So that's it's probably going to be a little scary.
Yeah, so we'll see how this ETF plays out in that case. But overall, yeah, no, things are going just fucking vertical.
And it's stupid. It's like there's infinite bid, bro. Like I have made so many comments about there being infinite bid. And they started off being like a little bit sarcastic, and then we keep going and it's like, oh, there's actually like an infinite bid.
I mean, we've been saying the ETF was going to get approved for like 5 years. So it actually being approved, like the things that's happening is what we thought was going to happen in 2017 or 18 or whenever the fuck the first time. Well,
nobody
mentioned.
Fucking knows, dude. Like,
no one knows.
I literally feel like an actual schizophrenic person this cycle. Like, I actually feel like I'm early because so few people know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like,
the ETF?
Just nobody knows. Like, nobody has any idea that Bitcoin is, like, not dead. Every normal person is crypto is. Didn't that, like, blow up? Like, there was, like, bankruptcies and shit, and now everyone's broke or something?
Yeah, no one knows that it. Yeah, the last. Well, that's how it typically works, though. That last the
no, like, dude, no. Like people don't know about it before the halving, but it's like I mean, remember like when it was 12K last cycle?
Yeah.
I was getting my phone blown up by like random college guys, high school people.
Oh,
like,
true.
And well, like, because I have not had a single about, fucking person ask me about crypto at all.
Because people are still hearing the FTX shit on the news. Right, it Sam's like that trial is going on actively,
dude. So my like schizo over. Shit is I genuinely believe that there's like a PR news campaign to like keep the awareness of this shit as low as possible while all of the funds can just load up everything, right? Like they've been buying in turbo boatload since like 17K, but like I think have an unstopped the bottle. And I think at some point they're just going to say like, fuck it.
Floodgates open.
Run the ad. Yeah. Run like pump this bitch.
Run it back turbo.
And we're going to go up at such a frightening rate that I'm simply going to like I'm going to redefine pleasure in terms of like Bitcoin agentic units of growth or something. Like it's just going to break everything in my brain.
I need to be on the Bitcoin high right now. I'm not feeling that. I'm on everything else, and then I'm not feeling your euphoria. I'm gonna get in. Well, I'm gonna ETH Denver right now, so I can be in ETH backseat for a few days. But now you're sick, so I guess you're not.
You want to know what my fucking my euphoria is? My euphoria was dumping my 401k into for Bitcoin puppets. Literally listen, one day before they hit puppets. a 3x.
I don't want to hear about puppets because I have to. It's okay.
Well, I'm also pissed because like I dumped my 401k in. I did not get my Roth 401k. I did get my personal IRA, but I had three retirement accounts and I only managed to get two out of the three of them in before they pulled like a 300% off. And I still have like a fairly decent sized chunk of money that I'm waiting for the fucking bank to approve, right?
So you could be all in puppets. Listen, the puppets, I'm gonna look back at puppets and go, I'm gonna kill
they're
myself.
Unironically going to go to one Bitcoin or higher. I'm not financial advisor. Do not take my advice to buy retarded monkey pictures and assume that they're going to go to $6 million as anything that means anything. It wasn't financial advice. I'm a retard.
Yeah, we will continue to give the disclaimers now that real money is in play. So disclaimers are. Oh,
but
also,
I'm actually like super dumb though, because I found like I was going out and telling people that I am like extremely high conviction that the puppets are going to one Bitcoin before I bought any of them. Right. Yeah. Like not even with my like retirement accounts, but like no, before I even bought any personally. Right. And it's like, what was I doing? Like, why was I going around for like 1 month shilling this thing that I didn't even I do this all the time.
I do this to myself. No, this is real. This is a thing that I do to myself too. You like have the intuition, but you have to like verbalize it to like convince yourself because it's still a fucking wigger monkey NFT. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's still a wigger monkey NFT that you have to like putting real money into it is hard, especially when it's not like 0.00. It's like, you know, already a few $1,000s, right? So you have to like convince yourself that like this is a real idea. And see everyone's response to your real idea. And then by the time you get conviction enough to do it in action.
Right. You only get conviction in, at a 3X from where you started. Like, exactly. I first heard about puppets at like, it was like below 0.01, right?
Yeah.
Like I realistically did not have that, that many excuses for missing it as long as I was in a group chat of people who all bought it and they just kept like tap dancing every time it pulled a 2X or something. And I just kept sitting there being like, they look cool. Like, I really fucking like them. They're getting a lot of airdrops. It seems that you guys are all going to be millionaires, but like there were two things with it. And it's like, one, I don't know anything about NFTs. So like, I try not to invest in them because I don't understand the market at all.
But I certainly don't know anything about ordinals.
Absolutely. That was a big thing. Is it's like, I had to learn what the fuck an ordinal is and like put money on Bitcoin chain. I'm doing air quotes, Bitcoin chain. And it's like, I don't know. Somehow Ethereum actually makes a lot more sense in terms of like the way the accounts are set up and stuff like that. Cause like, it's like, I got a Bitcoin address. I got a native SegWit. I got a nested SegWit. I got a Taproot address. Yeah. I got a legacy Bitcoin. What the fuck does any fucking, of this mean?
I have this this third party Dex wallet that I have to use for the NFT cause I can't see it in my fucking ledger. It's like, it's pretty, it's convoluted how it works.
So I tried to use my ledger cause I was like, well, if I'm buying like large amounts of this thing, like I'm putting like substantially more than five figures on this thing, I should probably have like a hardware wallet that I'm using, right? But like there's like one software wallet that even implements Ledger Wallet.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
It sucks.
It's like literally the process of buying one Bitcoin ordinal, which is an NFT for anyone who's wondering. It's just like the crypto thing where we have a perfectly established word that everybody knows and understands, and then we just make up some random new word instead and just confuse the piss out of everyone, right? So in order to buy the ordinal, I literally had to confirm 13 transactions because of UTXOs or something. I don't know how the fuck Bitcoin works.
Don't even know what that means either,
So I'm sitting there, and it's like when you confirm things on a hardware wallet, you're not just clicking a button, right? Like it'll be like a little weird thing that has like two buttons that you have to press in like a certain pattern. So you're doing this weird like Morse code shit trying to get this, and God forbid you buy more than one, right? So I did, and it's like I literally had to sit there and you click and then you wait like another 10 seconds for it to send you another thing to confirm, and then you click and then you wait, and it's like I actually was sitting there just purely clicking buttons for damn near 10 minutes. And it's like, nothing will ever make you feel stupider in your entire life than sitting there waiting to click buttons on this like little fake USB thing to buy a shitty Microsoft Paint monkey picture
and
for thousands of dollars.
That's the part that needs the fucking like reiteration to yourself when you're telling people, because that's what stops me, right? Because I, on four or five occasions when it was below 0.05 Bitcoin, I was like, I'm going to buy the ordinal today, right? And then you're sitting there, you're like, oh, fuck, I can't even use my ledger. I have to transfer chains. How do I do that? I have to go through Coinbase, or I guess, and then I remembered, oh yeah, there's Rune. It's just like, and then you're like, okay, I still have to find a wallet, the X wallet or whatever it is. And then
X
you're like,
Xverse wallet.
Xverse. And then you have to
and
that 20
great.
Minutes that it takes to fucking get everything situated, you reconsider your idea. And then you're like, I know this is going to be big, but then how big? Because everyone has to do this. If it's hard enough for me to do it, that means everyone else is going to have a problem. How big can this really get? And then you just you look back and you're like, oh, it's up 10X. So
the craziest thing about the Bitcoin NFT / ordinal shit to me is like, somehow, you know, because the reason I hate Ethereum is because it's expensive and because it's slow, right?
Yeah. Somehow we have something more expensive and slower.
Somehow fucking, and it's like Bitcoin is the only thing in the entire world that is slower than Ethereum somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We lost.
We just dropped.
Did he just shut his?
Oh, no.
No, he's back now.
Oh,
okay.
Ruh-roh.
But no, yeah. Ethereum is actually like a fucking godsend. Back. Oh, can you not hear me?
I don't want to stop the recording if he can come back.
Well, I'm here already.
And it's not looking like he's coming back. Stop. Let's just stop it.
Since two of us. Uh-huh. And it's basically just like me like sleep deprived, sick, talking about how I've just been like stomach flued all. And dude, we had the period where I was like, oh, am I going to go down to Denver? Am I going to visit everyone at the
Denver? I was hoping.
And yeah, and it's just a definitive no now, man. Yeah. There's no fucking way. I feel like dog
I got
shit.
You a spot. My homie was like, you could say over.
I know. I was very psyched. I don't even know if I can take my car in tomorrow, man, because I'm going to have to fucking walk back.
But speaking of Denver, I have stickers and I was supposed to send it out to people, but I am not going to do that. So if you happen to listen to this before, so I get to Denver this week on Wednesday, and I leave the 4th. So if you see me in public, I will have the Virgin Lucas stickers and I will hand them out to you. So you could do free promo for us and also just keep them, put them on your shit.
Oh,
so,
fuck. We have Verse and Lucas stickers. I was wondering what they were stickers of.
Oh, I have tons of them. So I have one. Fuck? You know this?
I didn't know.
I have these high quality ones that are like.
Oh, what the fuck? Those are cool.
And then I have the ones that are, there's a limited amount of these. And then I have another set that I just got that are slightly lower quality without the holographic, but it's the same thing otherwise.
We got to get our shit QR coded.
Yes. Next time we do stickers, I'm going to put QR code. We actually thought about that for this last round. So I'm going to put the QR code.
You know what's really funny, actually, just speaking of like shilling the fuck out of this, is like right after we decide that we are too incompetent to pull off video, now I guess we're just going to be spamming 1 million Ox podcast with Kyle and Sue.
And you're doing video?
I have a home server with the fucking video.
Oh, then we can go back to video. But we'll do audio for now. But
well, so the thing with video is that like, even with a really nice home server and stuff, I think it's still going to be somewhat of a pain in the ass. I don't know. I think it's good overall, like for long-term stuff. But like with my shit blurred out, it's basically just you. And it like,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, but otherwise it's just it would just be us talking anyway. The only thing about video is that it theoretically captures attention, right? Because there's something happening on the screen versus it just being like a little animation.
Yeah.
So in theory, it helps. I don't know how much it helps, but it helps. So allegedly.
It's just more stuff.
It's just more
people,
stuff,
I guess. Yeah,
exactly. It's just more
but,
shit.
I mean, yeah, like Mitch is very good at video editing and he's been showing us some stuff. He's really good at making, you know, those clips that we have, like that we use Veed for, the intern.
He's doing them himself.
Weird little. Yeah, the TikTok Zoomer shit. I guess Adobe Premiere can just do that.
Yes,
or Premiere Pro,
we just didn't have Adobe. We just didn't have it, which is why we used the other thing.
Yeah, no, I'm because I've been like on video calls with him while he's like showing me how to do this or how it works. And God, dude, Adobe is the biggest fucking piece of shit. Like it's just genuinely like the most. I don't want to say corrupt because
it's corrupt.
Not like,
it is corrupt.
But they're
genuinely exploiting you. They're like extorting you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
No, that's how everyone does it is via Premiere. That's how James does it. That's how like everyone on TikTok does it.
Yeah.
They use Adobe Premiere. I just was like,
everybody
I don't want to get extorted by that.
Everybody has Premiere. It crashes on everybody all the time.
Yep.
It costs them $1 million per year. All the plugins cost $6 billion. They have like they have really awesome file sharing software, right? But it's like he went to go add me to it and he like told me the pricing model and it's literally like, he was like, oh, it's $90 per month. And I was like, that's not
crazy.
Great. And he's like, no, it's $90 per month
per user.
So it's like, if you have a team of 10 people to give them all access,
that's
you're paying
crazy.
$900 a month.
That's nuts. Yeah, it's fucking, and that's why that Veed shit does the same exact model with the multiple users thing because Adobe does it, and they know.
Yeah, like at this point, it's like I don't know. Everyone's making like AI language models, like oh Gemini. Like it's like okay, good job Google. You generated 6 million pictures of black people. What you fucking should have done is generated animated captions, and I would have paid you basically any amount of money because nobody else can do it for under like $6 billion, right?
It's so stupid. But yeah, so I mean, listen, I'm very down to put a video. It's just that we have to have enough backlog.
It's a lot of time.
No, really, just we need backlog, and we don't have backlog, right?
We have absolutely no backlog.
So because of
and
that,
yeah,
once we get backlog again, then we can go back to video. It's just we need like a week. You need a solid week to get it worked out, to get it rendered and everything. Which means we have to be at least a couple weeks ahead. Otherwise, it's gonna be bullshit. So,
which sucks because now that crypto is ripping off, I want to be releasing this in 2 days so that everybody can, you know, because like when I said the puppets thing like last episode,
yeah,
it was right before fuck ton, I had a fuck ton of people message me and say like, oh, Lucas, based on your explicit financial advice, I purchased Bitcoin Puppets NFT. And I was like, that was a misrepresentation of what, that was not what you received. It was not financial advice, but I'm glad it's working out well for you.
Yeah, no, I think that's what I think for now. I mean, just for the speed, especially while we're busy, we could just do audio, but we'll come back to video. I mean, it won't be just vertical forever, theoretically. So we should.
I don't know, dude.
We never know. You never know. Never know.
My mental model for this cycle, and this might be totally retarded, I could just be delusional. And again, like, I'm not a financial advisor. And even if I was a financial advisor, that would be totally fucking meaningless.
I'd be like, hit the fucking green button.
Yeah, there's not a single financial advisor on the face of the fucking planet that has any idea what Bitcoin is going to do. They probably are worse than somebody who, like, was walking through a job site and had like an I-beam dropped on their head. That person is probably substantially better at this than a financial advisor.
I was going to do that job. It's a pretty easy job to get when you're out of college, which is so crazy that they let you do that without any fucking like whatever training. Really.
What, being a financial advisor?
Yeah. You could get
don't they usually just say like, what you should do is put all your money in a mutual fund or an S&P 500 vehicle and then pay me a fee.
Yeah, effectively, they just give you like a little book. They give you like a few weeks training. They're like, this is what our company suggests. And then you just build a clientele list. And then if you get a little bit better, you could like take your series tests and whatever as you build more clients. But like effectively, it's just like people who don't know shit anyway. So like, I don't know why being a financial advisor gives you fucking carte blanche to say whatever the fuck you want, because they know less than anybody. But
wait, does it actually give you carte blanche to say whatever you want? Or is it like,
well, it's not carte blanche because you still have your like clients and stuff, but I think you get like an actual certification that's like, I am a financial advisor XYZ. There's a liability involved or whatever. There's like legal ramifications.
But like, if I give somebody something that could be interpreted as financial advice and it fucks them over, then am I in more trouble than a financial advisor who fucks them over giving them stupid advice?
Probably, because I'm sure they can probably sue you for damages on top of whatever liability that you incur. Whereas like a normal financial advisor, they just have the liability. They can't really be sued because you like sign contracts and shit. But that's why we're not giving financial advice, so it doesn't even matter. It's fine. We're out here. We're just fucking.
I would like to say that out of everybody on crypto Twitter, right, there's a lot of big accounts. There's a lot of people out here flexing as if they're like very rich. They know a lot. They're posting. I know jack shit, and I make it extremely like gratingly clear to everyone every time I post anything that like, I am renowned actually for buying tops, being too much of a pussy to do anything at the bottom, finding like extremely bizarre ways to hold like the exact same position while still hemorrhaging fees, just like doing like losing wallets, like just really stupid shit, man. Like,
listen, there are many people who make more money than us and who know more of what they're talking about.
It's everybody, really.
It's literally everyone. Yeah. Well, what's really happening is we're telling stories about our own behavior. We're just relaying our own stories.
The thing that happens is when you have a lot of followers and you tell a story in which you're like self-aware about being a retard, everybody assumes like, oh, he's self-aware about being a retard. That must mean that he's like fixed the problem and corrected it.
No.
And he's like making better decisions. And it's like, no. That's like a total reach, actually. Like, I'm still that retarded.
I'm self-aware in this moment as I'm writing this tweet.
Yeah.
It's not that. There's no self-awareness.
Yeah. Like, I will be an emotional idiot, and I will go just toss money into the road as soon as I finish writing this post, right? Like, I'm very calm and collected here. But that's because I'm packaging it for you. I'm sitting there with my hands on my temples, freaking out, looking at the charts, being like, holy shit, I'm down 0.07%. Like, should I sell? Like,
I'm six dins deep and I'm fucking locked in. That's what it is. Don't worry about it.
It's really bad.
And that's not how I lose my money anyway. I lose my money at 3 o'clock in the morning after I come back from the bar. And I'm like, oh, man, I had this fucking great idea. And I fucking make a position and I wake up and it's gone. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know why I made a trade at 3 a.m. drunk. That was stupid.
I woke up this morning with a few, I placed a few like giga longs on Bitcoin and Ethereum. I just had them at like the very low end of the range. And I was like, I'm going to do the responsible thing. I'm going to set the orders And instead of market buying when I feel panic or euphoria, I'm going to just set the orders and do it the unsexy way. And I woke up this morning rewarded.
Yeah,
and then, it just mooned. Like I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm up.
That's
decently.
The problem of doing it the unsexy way is that you lose out on the top because you're like, this is my range. This is the I'm gonna go for a specific amount of return, and then wake.
Like, there is no like, you know, because you can have a lower level for the buy, right? But where the fuck do you sell? Like, where do I sell Bitcoin right now? Like, how do I even decide that? Like, basically everything above where we're at until the all time high. Like, there's no levels, right?
Yeah, if no levels
it's
are
just
fake.
Like, yeah, we're free balling now, dude. We broke out.
Yeah, no, it's all free balling. This is all to say, that while we have had many pretty decent plays on here that we've all verbalized and many people have made money off of our plays, we didn't make money off those same plays. So I want to...
Yeah, you guys out-traded us. The intern out-traded The intern's out-trading everyone.
Yeah.
The intern is installing malware in your fucking cell phone so that he can track like the rate of Uber drivers picking people up in Chicago. So that he can use that to somehow arb the difference between like Gemini and Coinbase. Like it's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, dude. And that's just, you know, that's life. So this is all, anyway, all this is to come the long way to say when you're at Denver, I need all the alpha. Help me out, bro. You guys help me out. You guys can be my financial advisor.
It's so bad because like all the people, every time I make a post about like any experience that I had in crypto, people like, they'll come to me and like say like this dude literally just outright said like, I need you to give me your highest conviction bet if I have a $700 like check size to write for any crypto asset. And I was like, dude, what?
Are you out of your fucking mind, bro?
Yeah, man.
You know what's crazy though? When people do that to me, I actually tend to be right because I feel so bad giving them anything that's like that I don't feel like there's. I'll give him like my lowest risk answer, and like it's never the trade I'll do. Well, this is like the trade that I'm like I feel the least bad telling you this one, and that's the one I end up doing well.
I mean, I think everybody sort of does this by now, where it's like if somebody asks me, like they're like, I really want to buy crypto, like give me advice. My first thing that I say is like, fuck you, dude, fuck you. Like you don't realize what you're doing right now, but like you're trying to make me your dad. Because you can't make a fucking decision on your own, right? And it's like you think that I am going to be able to tell you something and that somehow like any information that I give you without the context of this is going to be useful to you. It won't matter at all, right? Like I can tell you the perfect thing and you will fumble still because it's going to go down 50% before it becomes the perfect thing. Or because there's going to be an article released that says actually like this is illegal and like the state of Singapore is going to execute you if you hold it or something. But it's like I have been in this mentally retarded industry for like 10 years, right? Accumulating mental armor towards these weird environmental PTSDs that just randomly appear, right? Like, you know what's going to happen in 6 weeks? China's going to ban Bitcoin. Are they actually going to ban Bitcoin? No, they're not. No, they're fucking not. But they're going to release like 800 news articles and then they're going to do it again in like 12 weeks. And it's going to be like every time we hit a local top, suspiciously, China is going to ban Bitcoin, right? Everybody who's new is going to be like freaked out by it. But it's like we've been here for this.
We know
that that's just what China does. They just pretend they're going to ban Bitcoin to try and knock the number down for a little bit.
So, yeah, it's just going to be. Yeah. Even if you know the correct answer, the thing about Marcus is that there's. The actual execution of a correct idea is so much harder than a correct idea.
Yeah.
A correct idea is like a dime a dozen. It's just a matter of can you withstand the ebbs and flows in the meantime?
Yeah, and like you need something to let you understand it. It's the same. Like some guy asked me, like, bro, just give me a list of people to follow on crypto Twitter. And it's like I can't even do that because it's like I've been watching these people for like 2 years, and I now have a very good idea of like. What they're good at, what their biases are, who they're friends with, who they work with, and who they're going to be like doing paid shills for. And like, if you don't have that information, you just kind of get fucked, dude. Like I could give you a list of 50 accounts of like the best people that give me the best. And like, you'll just probably like fuck up and do something.
That's a big thing too. Knowing what people are good at, like because it's also easier to tell what people are good at trading wise when you're not that person. So you're like, all right, when I see so-and-so talk about this topic, he's typically pretty right. This other one, his bias is this way. He usually fucks those up. And then, and then you have like a little mental map of crypto Twitter. And you're like,
yes. So you can kind of figure out, like, I don't know. It's like you have to learn how to use all of the information, right? And I don't know. Like, people really, like, you can come to me and ask for stuff. But I am just going to say, like, fuck you, dude. Like, you're trying to make me your dad and put this, like, weird responsibility on me. You have to go. You have to jump out of the fucking nest, dude. Like, you just have to figure it out on your own. And like, there's no guarantee that anything that either of us have ever done is actually going to be good, right? Like, every cycle is a totally different thing. We come up with some totally new form of retardation, right? Like, we did the whole NFT thing last time. All these people who were used to like the 2017 altcoin run, they just got like BTFO'd. Like, they lost all their money because they were like, oh, it's going to be like that again. Bitcoin's going to pump. The alts are going to go down. And it was like, no, actually, we have this weird new asset class for which liquidity doesn't matter. And it's pictures of monkeys. And they're going to be worth $6 billion now. And there were some people who came in and they just intuitively understood that. And they made a ton of money, right? But everyone who was like sticking around got kind of fucked by that because it made no sense. And I'm going to do the same thing, right? Like, whatever I learned last cycle, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm such a mature, contextualized, experienced individual. And then it's just going
to fuck me right now. Cycle. I can't apply any of my shitcoin knowledge from Ethereum to Solana. I make every single Solana shitcoin other than Solana Whiff.
So weird, dude. I'm
fucked up and I don't understand how. And then I should have just trusted my NFT knowledge because Bitcoin Puppets was so clear to me that I should have just been like, you were good at NFTs last time. Focus on what you know. The Bitcoin Puppets was obvious. But, you know, it's always funny how your knowledge base is definitely just switch every time. You're not standing on stable ground here.
No, absolutely not. And like, something that's going to be really scary too is like, I think NFTs are going to be a decent part of this next thing that's going on.
That's what I need.
But people who have only ever dealt with tokens that have liquidity, they like fundamentally don't understand the concept of like something that can just have zero liquidity, right? So, I mean, you think about it and there's a token, it has a price. You can go and typically you can just transact it at that price. And maybe you're going to like, you're going to experience some slippage. It's like the amount is going to go down because you buy like a lot or something, but like, it's not usually like a huge issue. But with NFTs, you need a buyer. And sometimes every buyer just disappears at the same exact moment.
Yeah.
And nobody notices because the prices are all exactly where everybody left them because they're not like actively updating them. So you see all of these prices being exactly the same. And you kind of assume, but then you look at the activity and you see nobody's bought one in fucking 7 days.
So it actually, the price is based effectively way too high.
The price is literally zero. Nobody will fucking pay you for this. You're just holding nothing. It's really weird. It's a really weird feeling. And everybody has, because like, you know, everybody last cycle was talking about like, well, the illiquid JPEGs, like it's a, and you hear the phrase over and over, and it doesn't really mean anything to you
until you're stuck with the bag.
Until you're sitting there and you're like, you list it, and then you lower the price, and then you lower the price, and then other people lower the price, and then it just starts crashing straight to and nobody buys it.
No one ever buys it.
And then the price just goes to zero.
Bro, I remember I bought this fucking like weird 3D modeled something. I don't know if it was like a tree or something. It was some weird shit. And I paid thousands of dollars for it because it was pumping. They were selling. And I just had to hold on to that forever. I still have it. It's some bullshit thing that I just that never sold again. It sold for 1 hour. The price pumped to sky high. I bought it
nobody
near the top.
Nobody will ever find the collection
again. And no one will ever find it ever again.
Like, it's literally, it's a weird, like, it's like you walk into the library and you ask them for some book that exists in like a very specific language subset. And there's been like three people who have ever read it.
Yeah.
Nobody can speak the language. It's like locked in like a historical vault.
Yep.
It's gone.
It's just gone.
Holding some sort of weird historical document.
Which is when, you know, this is when you learn the, you know, sometimes when, especially with NFTs, if there's liquidity, like when you're in that hour and a half or like maybe it's a day or two of just a liquidity pump.
Yeah.
You got to get out of it before it ends. You know, otherwise you're holding that shit forever.
That, and this is the other thing that people don't realize is like rare, the price of like a rare NFT, you know, there'll be like the regular version of the NFT.
Oh, the rare ones are rares, not right? real.
They mean when, exactly. Yeah. So when prices are low, the rares and the regular ones are going to be basically the same. Right. And then when things really pump, the rare ones start being like hyper valued over the regular ones. Mm-hmm. And then that's when everybody starts mentally pricing the difference between the rare ones.
Yeah.
And that's when people usually decide like, well, hold on to my rare one.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit. And it's like, you
want to sell really a rare one during careful. It.
Yeah. You got to unload liquidity, the fucking rares. When you have like, when people are actually buying the rare ones for those insane sums of money, you have to like just leave then.
Yeah.
Like there were otherwise, so many times this last cycle, man, where I was like, holy shit, this rare monkey picture went to 250,000. I think it's going to go for like 500 or like 1 mil. And it's like, they don't do it.
Never again.
Like, I don't. And it's like, even if I had sold at like a quarter of like that first pump, it's so much higher than it is now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a trick. Like, because even like those super high ones, you're like fucking one of ones. Like those rarely sell after the pump too. Like, you know, those
a rare one of one CT exclusive like Wasi mint or something.
Yeah, like
it's
they like,
yeah, they're cool, but
someone buys it for like 100 ETH and then they hold on to it forever and they'll never get.
Yeah, like it's like a weird flex thing, right? That it's like you've permanently transacted $80 billion for this monkey picture and it's recorded on the blockchain and everybody can see like how big your dick is because you spent like $1 million on it, right?
Yes.
But like,
but it's not a financial situation.
If you do that and you expect to sell it, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's bottle service, bro.
It is bottle service as an avatar. Absolutely, bro. Everyone just sees the fucking girls walk around with the fucking dude sparklers. And they're like, oh, man, his dick is so big.
After I define.
And you're going home alone anyway.
After I define this shit as bottle service as an avatar, like, it's like, if you still buy this, like, I'm not going to say don't, but it's like you should feel a little bad about yourself, right? Like you should. Just a little.
That's me. Just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So like really in reality, the floor is not even the real price either. That's what NFTs are fun. I actually understand. It's funny to me because I understand how NFT markets work so much better. They're hype cycles. It's like it's just watching fucking what's cool in high school.
Yeah, you intuitively understand NFTs really well, and I do not at all, and it's why I just like don't really fuck with the market, with the exception of like the Bitcoin puppets, which is like I could never trade it or whatever, but it's like I saw it and was just like, I really like this. Like, yeah. I don't ever fucking see an NFT project where I'm like, I like the art, right?
Yeah.
I think almost all of the time when somebody says, I just like the art, I'm like, you're mentally retarded.
Yeah.
Like, you're totally gone, man. Like, you're cracked out. You're on, like, meth. You haven't slept in 7 days. I don't know what's going on, man, but, like, you don't like that art. It looks like dog shit, but it's that's what somebody is thinking about me right now. 100%, right? Like I could flash a picture
now, of the Bitcoin puppets
on the screen and it genuinely is a Microsoft Paint monkey picture. Like it's like the lowest effort. It's astoundingly low effort.
But they're funny though, because they're all weird archetypes. I don't know if this was known but to everyone. I feel like I was the first person to say this out loud. But they're all wigger monkeys.
I think it was very known, but okay. Yeah, you were the first person who actually said it.
Yeah, I was like, this is little Xan, this is little Peep, this is fucking, yeah. This is that guy I met, the fucking gathering of the juggalos, you know, shit like that. I think they're hilarious, but unfortunately I didn't pull the trigger because I'm still scarred emotionally. But, you know, and the coins, my coin, I'm so shitty at like shit coins. I'm not shitty. Like,
oh, I can't do. I've completely given up on it, man. Like, I am not going to be reading like the mimetic pulses, right? Like, there are certain people who girls actually are really good at like picking up on trends and which ones are going to go up.
Yeah. Well, because right? People follow the girls. You got to follow the girls. So they're like, it's almost like the horse in the cart, right?
But like, they're really bad at holding or having any conviction ever.
Yeah.
But they're really good at sensing trends. But like, I don't know. Like, I can't do the shitcoin. I've had a lot of luck just doing good old boomer derivatives. Mm-hmm. I'm going to short some stuff. I'm going to play with the majors. It'll be fine.
I was much better at derivative trading because it's more like mathy. But then at the same time,
I will tell you, I'm not doing any math, bro.
No. Like the whole like leverage, this, that, and the other thing, it all makes way more sense to me, especially with the Bitcoins. However, I've been fucked so many times because I was trading leverage where I'm trying my best this time not to do it because I probably would have not have had losses like I did in 2022 were not for leverage.
When he gets older, he won't sound like this anymore. Like,